KQED.
San Diego Zoo researchers will soon deploy a new tool in one of the world's coldest climates. Eric Anderson of member station KPBS says a specially equipped drone will help scientists understand a habitat undergoing dramatic change.
Polar bears live in the extremely harsh Arctic environment, a landscape built by wide swaths of ice. Understanding the condition of that habitat is key to understanding the large bears as the ice shrinks. A San Diego-based defense contractor has developed an autonomous drone that will give scientists an unprecedented peek into what's happening with the ice. Northrop Grumman's Charlie Welch says the aircraft's six spinning blades can lift it hundreds of feet into the air. Once up, it can fly on a pre-programmed path, or zoo researchers can take the helm.
We built them a custom leading-edge sensor fusion suite, which takes a whole variety of different sensors and puts them all together and operates them all simultaneously at an extremely high resolution, so they can study sea ice at a very fine scale on how it changes really rapidly.
That sophisticated equipment is tucked on the underside of the craft, which is about the size of a small round kitchen table. A 3D-printed insulated case holds enough heat to keep the electric batteries working. Welch says beating the cold was key to this engineering challenge, but his team was determined.
We're going up. Whatever we have to do to go up there, we're going to get done.
San Diego Zoo global researcher James Shepard says scientists currently have to rely on satellites to understand the icy habitat. Unlike a satellite, they'll control this drone, which will be a lot closer to the ice, where it can use an array of scanning instruments.
It's like a multispectral sensor that gives us different light wavelengths, a thermal sensor that will map out the heat gradients, a radar to help us map out the terrain in 3D.
All this information will help researchers understand the bear's habitat better. In fact, Northrop Grumman's Charlie Welch says the drone's high-resolution camera works with a scanning algorithm trained to spot the white bears.
If we do see a polar bear, do they want to, watch how it's interacting with the sea ice, or do they want to continue on that mapping mission? So they can monitor that from our ground station.
The craft will get its first field work this month at a remote research station in northern Canada's Hudson Bay. The data gathered will be brought back to San Diego, where researchers study the ice and how polar bears are affected. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.